AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Keep up on the day's news, talk, and sports on Wisconsin's home for locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Rocket Mortgage.
I'm Peter King in Orlando. No doubt Georgia voters are worn down by the relentless ads for the Senate race, but those ads will end Tuesday when voters go to the polls to either re-elect Democrat Raphael Warnock or replace him with Republican challenger Herschel Walker. Correspondent Nicole Killian is in Atlanta.
The focus here is really on driving people to the polls on Election Day next Tuesday. Now that early voting has ended, more than 1.8 million Georgians have already cast their ballots, and the state broke a record for the single biggest early voting turnout on Friday. Now, even though this race won't affect the balance of power in the Senate, voters tell me it does matter to them whether Democrats can pick up an extra seat to add to their majority or whether Republicans can hold the line at 50-50.
The Labor Department job numbers show the American workforce resilient as the president faces labor-related challenges head-on. Here's CBS's Skylar Henry.
It's a winning weekend for President Biden, signing a bipartisan bill into law Friday, preventing a nationwide rail strike that would have knocked the U.S. economy off track.
It was the right thing to do at the moment, to save jobs, to protect millions of working families from harm and disruption, and to keep supply chains stable around the holidays.
Also Friday, the Labor Department released better-than-expected jobs numbers, with the U.S. adding 263,000 jobs.
Speaking at the Reagan National Defense Forum, National Intelligence Director Avril Haines says parents should be concerned with their kids using TikTok because of China and other countries mining the data for their own use.
It's extraordinary the degree to which China in particular, but they're not the only ones, obviously, are, you know, developing just frameworks for collecting foreign data and pulling it in.
Her heritage is Dutch, and this World Cup fan says the U.S. men's team had a good run until losing to the Netherlands 3-1.
Atmosphere was really good, and the USA played really well. So I feel sorry for them, but I'm glad Netherlands won.
CBS's Roxana Saberi is in Doha.
American fans here say they're proud of how the second youngest team at the World Cup represented their country on and off the field. Before this tournament, only one U.S. player on this team had experience at a World Cup. Now they'll go on to the next World Cup 4 years from now with even more talent and, importantly, experience. And that World Cup will be on home turf, co-hosted by the United States. Roxana Saberi, CBS News, Doha.
Soccer legend Pele remains hospitalized with a respiratory infection, but on Instagram he says he's feeling strong with lots of hope and hopes his fans will stay calm and positive. This is CBS News.
This hour's newscast is presented by Rocket Mortgage. Need to know what it takes for a home loan to fit your budget and your family? Rocket can.
Spoiled supermarket meat, sawdust like fillers, artificial preservatives.
Ho, ho, hold on there. I'm veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. You don't want your dog eating any of that. These potentially harmful ingredients are found in many of today's popular dog foods, but not in Nature's Blend. A freeze-dried raw dog food with real cuts of meat, omega-3 rich seeds, and superfood veggies and fruit.
Nature's Blend is designed to help support your dog's playfulness, healthy skin, soft coat, easy digestion, and youthful mobility.
Your dog will go bonkers over Nature's Blend's savory flavor and texture.
For a limited time, save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and receive a free festive holiday dog sweater with select orders. Go to drmartypets.com/Marty or text Marty to 511-511.
I guarantee it with a 100% 90-day return of your purchase price.
Offer available with select orders while supplies last. Text fees may apply. You may receive up to one additional text. Text stop to opt out.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR.
Lows around 10 above. Tonight, under clear skies, southwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Clear skies again tomorrow. Highs level off around 33. Chance of snow tomorrow night. Lows level off around 24. Cloudy skies expected. A dusting of snow tomorrow night through Tuesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 13.
Dave Adler, welcome to the Devil's Lair on
Wow!
Radio.
The crowd goes wild.
That was probably the most energetic introduction ever.
Oh, I'm already exhausted. Dave, how are you?
I'm so excited to be here in the Devil's Lair, which looks out right under the Devil's Highway. So it's a perfect place for us to be here as we wax and wane and comment and rock. And it's just great to be here. Thank you, Terry. Thank you. Thank you so much for having me here in the lair. Yeah.
Thrilled. Hey, Jimmy K, you want to start it off with a question?
Jimmy K.
I just want to know, where do you get your enthusiasm, man?
You know they call him vitamin D.
You're on fire, man. And you're not only tonight, but also I've seen you perform at Woodfest and stuff, and you really bring it. What's your ingredient, or what do you do? What's your pre-show prep?
A little bit of Jimmy.
Oh, there you go.
And a little bit of K, special K.
K's own song.
Makes me feel like $1 million. I'm, you know what? I'm just always happy to be here. I'm happy to be anywhere, as Keith Richards has said often. It's a miracle. Every day is a miracle. Am I right, Rocker?
You are correct.
I'm going to... Okay.
He just saw the Rocker vodka.
I just saw the vodka over there in the corner of my eye, and I was reminded of how miraculous things are, including... Rod Kravakia, which is absolutely miraculous.
You're just getting laughed at.
Flattery will get you everywhere.
Crafted from the...
Dave, would you be willing to gargle a shot on air later?
Willing and able, sir. Reporting for duty.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, I'm going to read Jimmy K's question. Ha ha, Jimmy.
Yeah.
Okay, as we know, Dave can play anything, and he does. But what we are here to learn a little bit about is this brand new project. Dave, it's Mazel Tunes.
It is. That was an expectant. See, it is Mazel Tunes.
What is this?
Oh, my gosh. Let me tell you, Terry. You know, I am excited to be here. Were it not for the journey of my ancestors, I'm a proud first-generation American. Mm-hmm. Both my parents came over from Germany in World War II, 38 and 39, and I owe my life to this country, and I am a proud Jewish American. And I wanted to make a record that celebrated my Jewish Americanness. Mm-hmm. And by doing that, I thought I could put a really cool, fun, bluesy spin on some Hebrew classic melodies and just make them swing a little bit and use the wonderful influences of American music into the Hasidic realm. Excuse me. Let me get... Pardon me. I had something in my throat. So yeah, that's just a little Hebrew there for your folks keeping score at home.
There you go.
Anyway, so that was the genesis of it. I mean, the pandemic, as I know for everybody else, was a really long, hard, difficult time, very reflective time for me. Couldn't play out, didn't really know what I was supposed to be doing. I found myself turning very spiritual and looking at what my ancestors would do during difficult times. I started reading the Old Testament a lot, thinking about, well, there have been plagues before, there have been wars before. How did people survive this? And it kind of gave me a little bit of perspective, which I desperately needed during that time, Rocker.
That is a great story. I'm perplexed. Great timing, too, because Hanukkah starts at sunset on December 18th, and it's the Jewish holiday, part of your inspiration for putting Mazel Tunes together.
Well, this is a great Jewish stocking stuffer. I don't know if you knew that the Jews have stockings, but they do.
They do.
And it's great to put CDs in them. Of course, this is available on Amazon Music and Apple Music. But I digress. Tell me the question again, because I was just selling and I wasn't in the right mode.
Is Hanukkah, which starts at sunset on December 18th,
it does.
Is that the Jewish holiday? Is it part of the inspiration for putting Mazel Tunes together?
It's not. I can't really say it's part of the inspiration, but it's great timing.
Yeah,
because it's coming out right now, and that's great. But no, I can't really say that Hanukkah specifically was an influence. It was more an influence of the general spirit of that religion and how it affected me and how I felt like I owed my ancestors some kind of musical tribute, some kind of recognition, because it's such a big part of who I am, and I'm proud of that, and I wanted to express that, wanted other folks to know it.
They're good luck tunes.
Oh,
they're good luck tunes. Mazel tov. Right.
Okay. So we watched you bring this huge keyboard into the studio. So let's start with a song, one of the songs that are from Mazel Tov.
I'd be delighted.
Can you tell us about it?
Yes. Mm-hmm. This is a tune that every kid, every Jewish kid growing up has probably heard in Hebrew school or something like that. It's called David Melech Yisrael. And literally, it translates to David is the king of Israel, now and forever. Great. But I put a little spin on it, and I have a little bit of fun with it.
Oh,
so
good.
I hope you enjoy this classic little number.
Let's check it out. It's Dave Adler live in the Devil's Lair on Max Inc. Radio. Yeah. Dave Adler live in the Devil's Lair here on Max Inc.
Feeling devilish here.
Yes.
I love it.
Hey, you want to call and ask Dave a question?
Uh-oh.
I'm sure he'll be happy to entertain you. 844-96-PARTY. 844-96-PARTY.
You're giving out the private number?
Yeah,
uh-oh,
man.
What's,
what's your cell phone number, Dave? They can call you when we're off the air.
Oh, my goodness.
Dave, now I know your Mazel Tunes going to be available Apple Music, Amazon, Spotify, Pandora.
Yep.
But this is a great story because, you know, you were saying your parents came over World War II, 38, 39. That was just before kind of.
That's just when everything
the war.
Really, yeah.
And, you know, I think every Jewish person that's here has some kind of Hollywood movie in their background on how they got here.
Right.
Tell us a little more about how your parents actually got here. What was the story behind that? Because there is always one.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, absolutely. Well, on both sides of my family, both my mother and my father had relatives who were astute enough to see the writing on the wall years before everybody else really recognized what was going on. And because they saw that early, they were able to come to America and sponsor my parents. So if not for their foresight, they wouldn't have been able to make it across, because it was a difficult thing to get into this country at that time. There were strict quotas, and you had to have somebody who said, we'll vouch for them, they're okay.
Right.
And so they did that, and you know.
This is through Ellis Island then?
It was, mm. Yeah, wow. Yeah. Some of my relatives went through Ellis Island. My parents actually came directly into New York Harbor, but because they had people who could vouch for them.
Mm-hmm.
But it was, it was a harrowing journey for them. You know, their way of life was completely forever changed. They had to run for their lives. They, you know, they're, but for the grace of God, they made it, as many people did not. And it's a very mazel, which means lucky, mm-hmm. is how I feel about being alive. You know, I'm very lucky to be here. I'm lucky my parents made it, and I'm lucky that I live in a country that accepted them and accepts me.
You know, you mentioned in the beginning of that story about how your ancestors, you know, they were lucky enough and smart enough to catch the signs, and they were able to get out.
Yeah.
You know, in today's environment with what's happening.
Yes. Yeah.
I mean, how does that correlate now to the current Jewish community and your feelings on that?
Well, to be honest with you, it's a very scary time for not just Jews, but for minorities of any of any flavor.
Yeah, right.
There's really, basically, it's become okay. I'm not sure how much all of this stuff ever really went away, but it became uncool to say it. It became uncool to express those thoughts. And now, in my view, there are cultural leaders in government and in art and in all sorts of places that people listen to and follow their example, who are speaking in a very hateful way, in a very in a way that is reminiscent of that time when people are marginalized and stereotyped and labeled a certain kind of person because of their ethnicity or their race
Something they have no control over. A person has no control over this.
That they have no, you know. Yeah. I mean, this is the trite saying, you know, there's only one race, the human race.
Well,
but I mean, I really believe that, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just, you know, but people, it's a lot. You can control people a lot. Some people you can control better through fear than others. Mm. You know, it's all reminiscent of that time to me. So my long-winded answer is, yeah, it's a really weird, scary time, and it harkens back to that time. I can't help but think about it sometimes.
Well, one thing,
but I try to be optimistic.
One thing to add to that, Dave and Jimmy, is that the people that were there that even did see the signs, there were many who thought, but this surely must pass. Surely there's going to be another administration behind this. There will be a different person in charge. This will somehow end. And all of a sudden they found themselves in a situation that wasn't going to end until, well, the ending was in totally insane. It wasn't something like, you know, a war, world war.
Right.
So, you know, people like us, you know, in some ways, you know, I think that there were many people who probably thought, you know, somehow this administration will end. But in some ways, maybe that administration was trying to keep going on in similar fashion. So it is an important thing.
Mm-hmm. Dave, can I ask you to play another song for us?
I'd be delighted to.
And I know this next one, and I even though I think I know how to say it, Hava Nagelia.
Is that what we're doing? Yeah.
Yeah, is that okay?
No, that's good.
Because
I made a mistake.
My
kingdom for the paper. There it is.
But this is
Hava
a joyous
Nagelia. You know
song.
How to say it, Terry. It's a beautiful, fun, joyous song. I'm sure you've all heard it a million times.
But it's the
best. One they always play. I, of course, you know, take it and put a different spin on it and completely ruin it. No, I'm just kidding. I try to do something cool. with it. Hope you like it. It's a little crazy version of Hava Nagelia that you probably never heard.
It's so. Dave Adler live in the Devil's Lair on Max Inc. Radio.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
That song was so dramatic, and, yeah. And then it just ended like in a big explosion.
That's right.
All over the place.
Explosion of love and chairs being hoisted in the air and you know, Kugel.
He was down on his knees that like Moses.
Yeah, that was it.
Documented it on Facebook Live.
Oh, that's
so,
that's what a treasure that will be.
Right? Dave Adler live in the Devil's Lair. I have to tell you, this is a first in my short radio career of 12 years or so. Devil's Lair playing Jewish music. It's awesome.
On piano.
On piano.
On piano.
Let's think of some fun stuff to play for the just for, you know, the Devil's. How would you get, just some lounging kind of devil lounging music.
I tell you what, Dave, if you're taking requests.
Yes, let's do that.
It's not religious or
no, it doesn't matter. It doesn't have to be religious.
It makes me smile and you have a piano, but if you can play the Peanuts theme song.
Oh
my gosh.
You know he can.
Yes.
On the Devil's Radio. Snoopy with the devil's horns.
Oh,
beautiful.
My tummy hurts once again from laughing. But what we're talking about is just, Dave, thank you for sharing. It's so interesting.
I'm delighted to share it, and I'm proud to share it, and I appreciate the opportunity to share it. Thank you.
Can I ask you about your family? What did they say when you were getting ready to put this together and put this out for the rest of the world to hear?
Well, I'll tell you what my aunt said.
Oh, good.
The first time she ever saw me play, she said, "The band can't afford to pay you enough to get shoes." That's pretty much been what they said to me from the get-go.
Yeah, you do have your shoes off right now.
Yeah, I took my shoes off. I think my family, I think that they're thrilled. I think that they're happy. When they see me doing art, when they see me doing something that I love to do that brings joy to myself and hopefully joy to other people, mm-hmm. they feel, I think, like they're kind of doing psychic high fives with whoever they do psychic high fives with. I mean, it's kind of like a, well, we won. You know, our kid's happy and he's proud of who he is. He's exhibiting that. You know, it's. Yeah. I think they feel good about it. They're not, you know, compliments are have to be well earned with my family. So it's not like they're falling all over themselves telling me anything. But Mom, if you're listening, it would be nice. You could say something nice. She says all the nicest stuff all the time. I'm kidding.
She says, "Well, I really like that Steely Band."
Yeah. Yeah. Why can't you do like more like that?
One common theme that we were talking with the guys from Mama's Cares about is your upbringing. Was there a lot of music when you were a kid?
Well, I grew up in the golden in what I consider to be a golden time for the Madison music scene. It was the 60s and 70s. Mm.
So you don't remember much because
I don't remember a lot of it. I remember clouds of smoke wafting across the Memorial Union Terrace, and then like a lot of fever dream stuff,
right.
A lot of like stuff out of focus. No, it was just an amazing time to grow up in Madison. I mean, you'd go all over the place. There was just all these great players and people, and the spirit of the town was so friendly and open and beautiful. It was just a magical time. I think for the whole country that was a really cool time. Mm-hmm. But Madison, you know, they didn't call it the Berkeley of the Midwest for nothing. It really It really felt like you know, I came up listening to all those great, you know, Santana and the Grateful Dead. That was my first show. I saw him at the Coliseum with my dad. That was the first band I ever saw.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, he made me leave during the space portion of the show, which caused a riff that we still haven't talked about.
Yeah,
he's 92.
That's great.
Oh my gosh.
But yeah, man, so it was just a really cool time, and I think it really informed how I play and my you know, I like to stay open to different kinds of music, and Madison sure had a lot of different kinds of music going on at that time.
Well, and you play like everything. You really do. All the bands that you're in, all different kinds of music, and now Mazel Tunes. I mean, it's pretty incredible.
It's been really, I mean, Madison, I'm so proud of where I'm from. And of course, the Gomers, man. I mean, I have to shout out to Gomer Oki. That was an incredible movement that we got to be a part of for 10 years plus.
And you're not doing the Gomer Oki is not happening anymore.
The Gomer Oki is not happening anymore. Mm-hmm. Some of those guys have gone on to other places, and it's just gone, you know, it was a really good moment.
That was a great show. I mean, you really brought in the audience participation.
And we loved it.
Yeah, we loved it
as much as the audience loved it, and it was a real pleasure to do that. And actually, Steely Dan, which is the band that I co-lead with Dave Stoller, which is a Steely Dan tribute band, came out of a project with the Gomers and then, like, all the jazzers that we knew.
Yeah.
It was like the rockers, you know, it was like the Jets and the whatever. Like, the rockers and the jazzers, they both like Steely Dan. Like, there's something for both rockers and jazzers and Steely Dan. It was the one band where we were like, yeah, that's cool. So, then, like, in the beginning, when we first formed Steely Dan, you know, there were, like, three or four bass players and three drummers. And just everybody, everybody wanted to play it because it was such fun music to play. Yeah. But then, you know, then we had to start to have secret ceremonies to really determine who was worthy to be in the band. No, that's not true.
We'll talk about this. I want to know about those secret ceremonies.
This is the devil's.
Yeah, we'll get to that in a second. Hey, listen, we got to take a break real quick. Pay some bills.
Shoot.
Salvatore's Tomato Pie is proud sponsor of Live in the Devil's Lair. Order your tomato pie right now. Salvatore'sTomatoPies.com. Dave Adler's Live in the Devil's Lair. Stick around. More to come on Maxing Civic Media.
Got a problem with MaxSync Radio? Send us an email. We'll forward it to The Onion. MaxSync Radio. Radio for the people.
Hey, Mrs. K, get off Mr. K and listen to Max Inc. Radio.
Get out of here or I'll kick your ass.
Radio for the people.
Oh, man.
Max Inc. on Civic Media. Oh, we are local music. We're,
wow.
You got to listen to this. Hang on one second.
I'm a Jewish rapper.
The Gomers and the Jewish rapper. You had something to do with this, didn't you, Dave?
I had nothing to. I had so much to do with that, Jimmy. It's, I can't believe that you're playing it.
I'm the one that found that one.
That's good.
That was good.
That was funny. Was a good drum break.
Well, you know, I have a couple of Gomers memories from over the years. And one of them is that, you know, we know Dave Adler and Steely Dane. They play Atwood Fest every year.
Love it.
But before Atwood Fest, there was this thing called Atwood Summer Fest, and I used to book that too. So I'd had the rock stage over there, and that was at the height of Gomer Okie. I think Gomer Okie was just huge.
Zenith.
It was, people were really packing in. And so for those who don't know what Gomer Okie is, it was band karaoke. So the Gomers they knew a million and three songs. I mean, they had this giant book of music and would play any song for you, like karaoke, and you could go sing with them, you know,
and
you could be a rock
dream,
star.
Right? To sing with
well,
a band.
There was this one guy who he kept coming and he would sing Led Zeppelin like really good, right? And so they would play these things. So I said, Dave, how about if we hire Gomer Okie? And as Led Zeppelin, and this guy came, the singer that was from the karaoke, played with the band at Atwood Summerfest, and he put on, he went shirtless and put on this blonde wig.
Yep. No.
And they laid it out, man. They played Led Zeppelin at Atwood Fest as Gomer Okie, and that was it was incredible.
That was an amazing thing, and I'll give you, you know, like at the end of Mannix, there's always the prologue.
Yeah.
Here's the prologue to that story. I played in a band called Richard Cheese and Lounge Against the Machine when I lived in LA.
Whoa.
And Richard Cheese. They were a really fun outfit. They played alternative rock hits in a classic jazzy style. So they were playing House of Blues and Richard in Chicago. And Richard's a friend of mine, and he knew that I played with the Gomers in Madison, and he asked me to come up and open for them. And I was like, well, it would be great. We kind of do this thing where we're like, people come up from the audience. But we just did this gig with this great Led Zeppelin singer. And he said, well, how about you guys come in, you come to the House of Blues, and you bring a bunch of futons.
What?
And you call the thing Bed Zeppelin. And you guys just do Led Zeppelin sleeping on the futons.
Oh my!
That's exactly what we did with that cat.
Really?
We went into the House of Blues and opened for Richard Cheese as Bed Zeppelin.
Oh my!
And we played the whole show lying on futons. We did the whole thing, whole lot of everything. We're just completely reclining on futons. We were Bed Zeppelin.
Wow!
That's the prologue. That's the little, and then there were none. Kind of moment.
That is unbelievable.
Wow.
Right?
Okay, I'm beside myself.
Hey, can we do something really quick?
Yeah, oh, please.
Sure.
Let's say hi to Mary Beth.
Oh.
Hi, Mary Beth.
Oh.
It's my fiance.
She gets a shout
out. Mary Beth gets a special little E major shout out.
Oh, okay. Mazel.
Thank you. Mazel. Talking about Mazel in my tunes. You know what I'm saying?
Well, let's listen to another one from Mazel Tunes.
Please.
Can you tell us why you decided to do Havenu Shalom Aleichem?
Havenu Shalom Aleichem. Well, that's a really good one for us. It means peace be upon you. And it's a prayer and request for peace, which is something that we could all use and this world could use. And I thought that was appropriate. So here is Havenu Shalom Aleichem. Thank you.
Yeah, Dave Adler live in the Devil's Lair here, Max Inc. on Civic Media. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. If you want to ask Dave Adler a question or make a request on the PM.
Oh, my goodness, yes. Okay.
Oh, yeah, that would be fun.
Wouldn't that be fun? We've
Let's
done
do
that
karaoke
before.
Over the phone.
Yeah.
People could sing along, and I could. That would be phoner-okey.
Phoner-okey.
I think
that?
We have an idea. Uh-huh. Right.
Well, we'll see if anybody calls. And
okay.
We'll make
anything.
It happen.
Yes. Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Fine.
Hey, Dave, you've done... I mean, maybe this Mazel Tunes is a bit of a surprise for some people, knowing all the other things you work on.
Sure.
You've also done some other surprising things. Like, you mentioned that you lived in L.A. for a while.
I did.
What other things do you want to divulge to us that would surprise people?
Divulge. Well, I've had a really fun... In fact, Terry, it's interesting that you ask, because I discuss this all in my book.
Oh!
What?
The Total Keyboard Player,
oh,
which is
gosh.
Available on Amazon and through Hal Leonard.
No way.
But I discuss my various sojourns throughout the country, including living in Los Angeles. As I said, I actually went to L.A. to go to USC for their film scoring program. I did a master's certificate of film scoring, film and television composition scoring at USC, and then I met a film composer at a used car parking lot, and I ended up, which is how LA works, and then I ended up working with him for a while, and then I joined Richard Cheese out there, and I played with him for a while, but I've also, I had the opportunity to live in Chicago for many years. I did improv theater there with Second City and The Annoyance, Improv Olympic, and did that.
Wow.
And also... I've lived in New York City, where I scored a season of a show, an old show on Comedy Central called Upright Citizens Brigade.
We've actually seen the live show, the live
version really?
Of it.
Oh, wow. Oh,
they could use you.
Yeah.
Yeah, they could
tell
use
me
more.
About it, Amy.
Now, Dave, I know another Amy. One little yep. one that maybe people don't know.
Ooh.
Yeah. Back in the early days of the Mamas and the Mama Awards used to be at the Barrymore Theater. And early at the Overture Center, and the Gomers used to be they would be like the band under the stage.
We
you know
were.
What I mean? Not on stage,
the pit
but like
band.
The pit band.
Yeah.
That's what they call it.
Yeah.
And so they would perform just all these like kind of improvising the whole time, wasn't it?
Well, it was really fun because somebody like, you know, John Steele would win the Mama for best performance on a ukulele by an alternate rock act. And then we would play like, you know, something like Magnet and Steel. We'd probably play the song You Are a Magnet and I Am Steel.
Yeah, yeah.
So like we just had fun with every single name.
Oh, that's so good.
Like on the spot. Up.
Like on the spot. Well, yeah, and also, yeah. Because we didn't know who was going to win.
Right.
So we had to have all these options. Like what if John Steele won? Well, what if Freddie Carpenter win? Then we got to play the Carpenters, you know? So it's like we had all these.
Oh,
it was really
my.
fun. It was very fun challenging to do that.
Oh. Wow.
That was fun.
I remember those were good shows.
That was a good fun show at the Union Theater, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah.
The first one was.
Well, no, it was at the Barrymore.
Okay, thank you.
The first couple were at the Barrymore, then it finally moved to the Overture Center.
So the Union Theater had nothing to do with it.
No.
Of course it didn't.
But Steely Dan,
but
I
it's
think,
still
is
a great
the theater. Union Theater,
exactly.
Haven't they?
No, I don't know what the Union Theater has to do with anything. I don't know what my fixation is.
You got good beer there, you know?
Somebody played there at some point. I had a beer there, maybe, I guess. Yeah.
All right, well, you know, maybe we should get back to some live music here in the Devil's Lair, presented by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. We have Dave Adler here. We're listening to his new project, Mazel Tunes, here on Max Inc. Radio and the Civic Media Network of radio stations. Let's listen to Eli. Tell us a little bit about this song.
I will. As soon as I can find the notes on it, I will tell you all about it. Well, it's a very kind of a deep song. Well, I'll just read you the background on it. Eli, Eli is a Hebrew song based on a poem by Hannah Senish, who lived from 1921 to 1944. She moved from Hungary to Israel at age 18 And in 1943, at age 22, she volunteered to go into Nazi-controlled areas to save Jewish lives. After parachuting into Yugoslavia, she went to Hungary, where she was discovered and executed by the Nazis. Mm. Here's a translation of the poem originally written in Hebrew. My God, may these things never end. The sand in the sea, the rush of the water, the lightning in the sky, the prayer of man. So here is Ailee Ailee.
Dave Adler on Max Inc. Radio. Presented by Salvatore's Tomato Pies for the Devil's Lair. SalvatoresTomatoPies.com is where your tomato pie is waiting right now. Dave, so we got Mazel Tovs happening here. You have some shows coming up.
Yes, Jimmy.
Yeah, man. Tell me about the upcoming shows that you have
Let's talk something happy. Dave's upcoming shows. Hey, Steely Dan, a great band, a great fun time. The Holiday Show. The Happy Holiday Show. It's at the Majestic this Saturday. Not this Saturday, but a Saturday in December. The following Saturday in December.
December 10th.
December 10th.
That date.
2022. That Saturday. It's the Steely Dan Holiday Show at the Majestic Theater. What makes it Holiday? Well, lots of fun costumes.
Oh.
With Santa hats. Lots of sleigh bells. And lots of caramelized nuts and other treats. It's going to be a very, very, very festive night, Rocker. You're looking at me skeptically, but it's going to be great. I'm telling you. We have some special, special things worked out for the Holiday Show at the Majestic on Saturday, December 10th, 2022.
All I heard was Santa's nuts.
No. You heard? I said, well, it doesn't matter. Nuts are great. I love peanuts, and I love caramels.
I'm allergic to nuts, Dave.
Well, you don't know what you're missing.
I I love that you have another Steely Dan show in January.
Oh, yes.
And I cannot believe you actually will let the fans pick the songs for this one.
Terry, I'm glad you mentioned this.
This is going to be a...
You can do that?
Well, we can do anything we want, Rocket. We're on GoDaddy, man. We can conquer the world. You know that guy with the little thing over his head? That's Steely Dan, in a nutshell. We think about it, we do it. We materialize it. And you know all about that, man. You make dreams come true for a living, Rocket. So don't get me started. But listen, Steely Dan, it's going to be at the Pabst Theater on a Friday. Which Friday? The 13th.
Oh, yeah. Oh wow. Whoa. We need some dramatic Seattle there. Terry?
I think so.
All right, good. Because Terry knows my stuff better than me because she's the most incredible social media manager.
Oh, dang.
I have to give a plug for Terry. She does an amazing job. Any musician out there who's looking to conquer the world in a similar fashion, talk to Terry.
Oh, my.
Talk to Terry. There's your jingle. Talk to Terry.
Song too
for social media.
By the way, I got a text for you from Mary Beth, and it says, "I love you, sweetheart."
Oh, I love you.
All right, so
dear.
His inner Gomer Oki is coming out.
I hear Cartman.
This is getting corny. Not like it wasn't already.
I have
Speaking
to also,
of nuts.
Can I say this? She also texted me.
Stop reading Mary Beth's text over the air.
She reminded me to remind you that you have CDs available for sale.
Thank you, sweetheart. So, you can see why I picked
CDs.
A good one here.
Yeah.
Mary Beth, thank you.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, no, they're actually, they're look at
physical,
these.
Physical, like
these
real CDs.
You can hold them in your hand.
Yep.
A little Olivia Newton-John physical
that
kind
was
of.
Good.
That was. I'm getting my Gomer on, man.
Yeah. It's
but
good.
But yeah, they're physical CDs. And who even plays these anymore? Does anybody actually use these? I think you go to gigs when I'm playing with Willie Porter, for example. Who's just recorded a new album that's coming out next year, kids. And it's going to be a doozy.
And we're going to get you guys on for that.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah.
We got about 8 minutes left here.
Okay.
All right.
Can we get one more song in, hopefully?
Yes, we absolutely, hopefully, for sure can.
What do you got for us, Dave?
Hey, give me one second.
Well, the next song is supposed to be Cold Dodi.
Oh, it's Cold Dodi. Oh, that's good. That's a romantic one. That's not a
joke. And
well,
Dave, so, you know,
yeah.
Being a modern musician, right?
Right.
You know, it's hard. You gotta make a living. You gotta try and buy shoes.
You gotta buy shoes.
Tell us about your
Please
life
don't.
as as a pianist on the roof.
Well,
how
it's
your
a
life
very...
similar?
Let me tell you, Rocker. It's not easy being a pianist on the roof. You encounter many problems. Where am I going to get my piano tuned on Shabbat? What if the kid can't sing in D major? Can I transpose it properly? It's a problem. But there's one thing, Rocker, that gets me through. Rocker vodka, rocker vodka.
Uh-oh, here it comes.
Rocker vodka, rocker vodka, rocker vodka. Rocker vodka. Every time I have a problem with my piano, I have some rocker vodka and I'm feeling really great. Playing a piano around the roof is very, very difficult for me. Vodka, rocker, rocker, vodka. I'm gonna do a shot.
You gotta
of
gargle
vodka
it.
Vodka while I'm playing a glissando live on Devil Radio with my good friends Jimmy Rocker and Terry.
stranger to you all, and to all a good night.
And he's
oh my goodness.
Wow.
Oh, you so deserve that.
Wow.
Gosh, what were we gonna play? I'm sorry, you distracted me. That was such a great setup. Life isn't easy for a pianist on the roof.
Wow.
Coldody.
Coldo, there it
is. Yes, right. Yes.
Oh, yeah. It's a love song. All right, I can't find the chance. Just trust me.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, Dave.
A little
Adler.
Bit of love. It means something fun and something very romantic, I'm sure. And if I could find the piece of paper I wrote it on, I'd tell you.
Feel the love. Feel the love.
It's fun.
Oh,
Dave Adler, it has been an absolute pleasure having you. And I can't remember the last time I had more fun of the Devil's Lair here.
Jimmy, I really, honestly had a wonderful time being with all of you. Terry Rocker, thank you. And thanks to everybody out there in wonderful Wisconsin radio land.
Yeah.
Dave, tie it up one more time. Give us our shows that's coming up here.
Okay. Well, there's the Steely Dane Holiday Show, and you can go to SteelyDane.com, because I know it's on a Saturday, but I can't remember which Saturday it's on.
The 10th.
Next Saturday the 10th.
It's this coming Saturday.
Oh, yeah. It's a week from today.
Yes,
right.
Wow. Holy man, we better. Oh, it's a week from today. I remember that now because I sent out the set list last week. And it's going to be really good. It's a week from today, so that's happening.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, and you know what? The following Saturday, I'm doing a funky Christmas with the funky J.B.
Joey B. Banks.
Over at the High Noon Saloon. You know, Jews like to have fun at Christmas too, man.
Yeah.
And I'm going to get funky with that stuff, and it's going to be a good time with the J.B.'s.
Yeah.
That's going to be beautiful. And then, of course, I don't know if we ever got to that Pap show, but that Pap show in January is going to be great. That's a fan. You pick it. So thanks a lot, and I hear the music, and I'll fade away from the microphone.
You're the man, Dave.
DaveAdler.com and Facebook and Instagram.
Thank you so much. All right, hey, stick around. Rocker's coming up. This is an awesome transition. Live in the Devil's Lair with some piano Jewish music for
awesome.
You.
Awesome.
Into Max Inc. Heavy with Rocker. Kicking it off with some Bad Year.
Like bagels and locks, baby.
Dave, can you give me some punk rock here? Like 30 seconds punk rock?
Oh, yeah.
Gonna rock it now with Rocker, yeah. Rocker giving me the best I can, you know. Get ready for some, get ready for some, get ready for some, get ready for some rock.
Oh my God.
Who needs the comedy club when you got Dave Adler?
Oh. No doubt. All right, hey, thanks for listening. Rocker's up next. Max Inc. Radio,
thanks,
we are
everybody.
Local music.
brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Need help paying for health care? As a health insurance navigator, my job is to help people find affordable or low-cost options. Call the 211 helpline to find an expert near you or go to wiscovered.com. Paid for by Covering Wisconsin.
Congratulations to the winners of the New Year's Day Green Bay Giveaway. The following individuals won a $50 gift card from the participating sponsors. Petra Inderdahl of Scandinavia from La Taqueria. Dave Colby of Wisconsin Rapids from Jennings & Company. Ken Hilgers of Nakusa from Piggly Wiggly. And Brenda Pietrowski of Adams from Hoozles at the Lakes. And the grand prize winner of two club tickets to the New Year's Day game, Dave Colby. WFHR and WIRI would like to thank all who participated and especially our sponsors. Have a happy holiday season from Civic Media and local Grown Radio.
When you shop Goodwill, you don't just bring home a vintage dress or cat lamp. You bring home so much good to your community because everything you buy funds local job training and more.
WFHR, Goodwill. Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.